The stenciling on the ceilings is in the late Victorian style and is believed to have been professionally applied using both stencils and some freehand painting. Unfortunately, there is no further information in the collection about the ceiling decorations. Miss Porter's house was not unique. In 1895, the new Trades Hall in Hunter Street included stenciled ceilings. Those of the Greta School of Arts were stenciled with flowers and sprays in 1897. And in 1919, it was suggested by an architect that stencils be applied to ceilings in hospitals to cheer the sick.
I am entirely convinced that we shall commonly see the hospital of the near future with tinted walls, with interesting but simple stencil on ceilings and at angles, with living plants here and there.
Stencils were made from stiff paper, thin board, or metal. The latter were probably professionally produced by businesses such as Sorbys, Hewitt Brothers, and Oliver Brothers.
Messrs. Oliver Brothers found it necessary early in 1905 to remove to large premises at 99 Hunter Street West, near Frederick Ashe's new building. Their business comprises tinsmithing, bath making, galvanised ironwork, copper frames, ship's tinsmithing, and stencil cutting.
Home decorators could stiffen hand-cut paper stencils by saturating them in linseed oil, drying and coating in a shellac and naphtha mixture or spirit varnish. Lead, linseed oil and coloured pigments were used in paint at that time. Stencils were also available from mail order catalogues. The Porters bought goods from the department store Anthony Horden Sydney, which produced huge catalogues to sell to the country market. The stencils in their circa 1910 catalogue were probably more suitable for fabric, such as the rugs, cushion covers and tablecloths the Porter women made. The powerhouse collection of Joseph Pearce, painter and decorator of Sydney from 1880 to 1920, indicates ceiling and wall stencils were generally of heavy paper. Some were available commercially, but most were hand-drawn and cut. Other equipment includes a tin of Japanning, a black resin-like substance, stippler brushes, and a guillotine. The designs on the ceilings are a mixture of styles. Plump wing cherub infants, in Victorian times symbolic of love and innocence. Baskets of fruit and stylized flowers and vines, representing fruitfulness and fertility.